This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Come on, we go through this every night. We go through this every day, every hour. You know what the website is, therealside.com. Get up there. Give me your name. I send out one email a week. That's it. Not a whole bunch more than that. And if you want to be notified by text message, maybe email isn't your thing. But all you got to do is sign up by typing, send TRS to 55222. See, this makes no sense to me, but it works. Text TRS to 55222. So anyway, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. All right, so, you know, we always celebrate people's birthdays. If you're an old-timer to the show, and I know who you are, and you're celebrating a birthday, I always like to celebrate it with you, just give you something to kick off the week. But we've got a couple of people right now in the chat room. Now, they say, I have no way to check it. Again, I don't want them to send me any kind of proof or anything. That have been in America, the U.S., for quite a few years now. For some odd reason, they love it. They're not running away. They're not trying to get out of here. Matter of fact, when they came here, they came here instead of going anywhere else. So I thought we could enjoy a little bit of... I couldn't figure out what to play for celebration music, but I thought this one would work. Come on. I mean, James Brown. Right? And if you don't like it, all you gotta do is leave. There's a bunch of other countries that would love to have you, especially. That's it. You know, you got to celebrate like James Brown. If you're living in America and you love it, you got to celebrate like James Brown. If you don't love it, think of all the countries that we're told hate us, okay? And you could go there. They would love you. You would show up and say, I'm moving here because I hate America. My God, they would let you in a heartbeat, right? Wouldn't be a big deal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. All right. You know, I love it when the left eats their own. I really do, and I mean that sincerely. They are so self-righteous, and they've got all the right, and they're sure it's just conservatives. Now, we used to watch Grey's Anatomy until they went off the rails. I had to tell you point blank. When they had the abortion scene and it was okay, we stopped watching. That was the last straw for us. So we couldn't tell you what's going on. But I do know that Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo, now she's from my world. She grew up in Massachusetts. Can't get much more liberal than that. But she is being called a racist. Right? You ready for this? I mean, she's one of theirs. She's being called a racist because of something she said about Kamala Harris. That's it's funny because it's what we it's exactly what we were talking about a few minutes ago with Xander. You can't criticize anyone of color now without being. They're the ones that are going to start the race wars. They're the ones that are going to that are making the race situation in this country worse because everything is about race. So Grey's Anatomy star Ellen Pompeo caused some serious backlash on social media after she made critical comments about Kamala Harris that some said were racially charged. Can't be just because you're mad. It can't be just because you think somebody's being an idiot. It has to be because they're black. Has to be. Pompeo tuned into the second edited debates among the Democrat 2020 presidential hopefuls. Now, the 49-year-old actress responded to a tweet from Bloomberg that highlighted the emerging trend of Harris going directly after Joe Biden during these kind of debates. Ellen tweeted, which is what every one of us might tweet, "Stop looking for crap to get mad about," unless she used the other word. Now, anybody feel like that's racist? Stop looking for stuff to get mad about. In other words, deal with the issues. Stop looking for things to be infuriated about on a regular basis. What are you going to do to fix stuff? What are you going to do to make it better? Now, because she's overconfident and believes he is her only competition, Pompeo went on to write. The remark caught immediate and widespread backlash from her followers. Her followers who derided the comment as racism. It is disappointing that you single out the black woman as overconfident when she's actually defending her record against a frontrunner whose campaign has been solely fighting her, calling her slippery and slick and other slurs. Biden is her only competition on the stage. It's just amazing. And this comes from somebody with an LGBTQ ABCD flag up on their on their Twitter. You know, just love it. Black women are allowed only a certain amount of confidence, must always yield something to whenever a white man is around. See how they spin it? See how they make it racist. Right? What if she was a white woman, would they say anything? No. Right? If she was a transgender woman, then Ellen would have been accused of being transphobic. Right? I mean, we can go on and on and on with this, right? Despite your activism, when you decided to disparage a woman for doing the same thing other men did, you know, it's disappointing, but not surprising, they said. It's just, you see what I'm saying here? They eat their own. It's just so much fun to watch. Joe Messina, your host. You'll sit on the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in just a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. That is definitely a beach song. 106 degrees where we were at today in sunny California, just outside the gates of hell. I mean, if anything proves that we were almost there, that was it. Let me tell you what. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. We always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Okay? So, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. You know, we only send one out a week. I try not to make you crazy. It's not that hard. We're talking about how the left has turned on themselves. They're eating themselves up, which is, you know, just so cool to see. And when I say that, I'm not trying to be mean to them, but they did it. They did it to themselves. But Grey's Anatomy, sorry, I mean, she's a flaming liberal, too. Ellen Pompeo, no relation to the secretary. And because of the comments that she made about, you know, Kamala Harris going after Joe, and she's going, look at, stop being, you know, stop looking for stuff to be mad about. Stop going after each other. You know, and I'll tell you what, if you watch Kamala's face the other night, Kamala, whatever, you know who I'm talking about. If you watched her face when she was being hit by Tulsi, she was done. She was going to fold up, and again, you look at what's going on and what she actually did when she was AG here in California, she was useless. I mean, it seems like the Democrats that are that far left, their only goal when they get in the office is to make sure that no conservative, no Republican gets ahead. That's your, not take care of the people, God forbid. But the tweets that came from her own people were just great. You know, and again, they turned it into a black thing. And she's an advocate for these people. Despite your activism, I like that. I mean, what activism? I mean, I'm sure she does a lot of good things in her mind for the Democrat Party and other liberals. One of the people writing, despite your activism, you decide that disparaging a woman for doing the same thing other men did is wrong. Really? She was mad. I can't believe I'm defending her. She was mad because it's been what we've been saying. Stop pounding on each other. What are you going to do for the economy? I mean, at least Joe told the truth. He was going to tank it again. He was going to go back to the same things that Oblamo did to put us in the toilet again, and she was fine with it. So just, this is beautiful. I love it. And she did respond at one point in time, which I think is wonderful, too. You know, with that sharp Boston wit. Not sure where my comment is now, a racial comment. Boy, that's weak. Two people on the stage with a bunch of others, they all came off a certain way, and they are up there for interpretation. Stop looking for crap to get mad about. So I find myself agree with her. She went on to say one last, good night, everybody. I love you all no matter how stupid you are. No, she says, love you all no matter, you can feel any way you want, but so can I. I have love for everyone. That's such a Hollywood thing to do, right? I have love for everyone. It's just also, well, except you Republicans, right? And you conservative gay people. Oh, yeah, I don't want to forget the conservative blacks. Yeah, you too. Matter of fact, I think I hate everybody but liberal lefties, okay? And my kind of liberal lefty. I mean, they're so conflicted. They need some serious help. And maybe some of you could reach out and help them. Another crazy story out of California I think you guys will enjoy. I don't know. San Jose lawmakers in a bad way. Now, this is like the bastion of liberalism up there. And they make big bucks. I want you to think, they want you to feel bad for them. I want you to think about this. I mean, this is just horrible, horrible. This is, I mean, it's going to make you cry. You're going to need tissue. The members of the San Jose City Council, they get paid about $125,000 a year. And many of them have to have second jobs because they can't afford to live in a town that they set the rules for. Not only do they set the rules for, think about this. They make up the taxes. They make up the regulations. The ones that are driving people out of town. Right? This is great. This is just wonderful. Jimenez and most of his council colleagues, they got a raise July 1st, increasing their pay from $97,000 to $125,000. Mayor Sam Liccardo, he received a much lower raise after he decided to waive his $58,000 pay bump. Instead, he opted for a 3% increase, which he says aligns with raises most of the employees received last year. Councilman Johnny Camus, he also declined a larger raise and took a 3% increase instead. Even with the raise, Jimenez says that he's the father of three children, that he'll pursue his real estate career to help him and his wife survive in the Silicon Valley. He assures his constituents, though, that the city council will continue to be the number one priority as he will reserve time for his realtor job during evenings and weekends. He says, I can walk and chew gum at the same time. Most of his colleagues apparently can't. They should not complain now that they know what people just, you know, what need to survive in San Jose. Maybe a third job, God forbid. So, you know, some of you people out there, you know what it's like when you started to have children and you couldn't make ends meet. You maybe you were buying too much or too expensive where you're living. You do. You take on a second job or maybe a third job. Right? We've all done something to make ends meet at some point in time. He started looking for a second gig to help supplement his family's income. Now he says he works as a licensed realtor with Century 21. Now, you got, you know, something that San Jose, I think it's the America's 10th largest city. And these guys have to have second jobs. Right? Isn't that amazing? So, Amanda said that he's working with the city attorney, Rick Doyle, to avoid any conflicts of interest. He's considered not entering the San Jose real estate market, only working with family and friends as well. Even the impressions or optics of being a conflict of interest is not something he said I want to have happen. Now, Silicon Valley, they got some of the priciest homes in the country. You know, it's not unusual for elected leaders to look for other ways to supplement their incomes, even if they're making $125 a year. That does not go very far in the Bay Area. That's a true story. While Jimenez looks for ways to continue his side hustle without compromising city business, council member Maya Esperanza has decided to refrain from taking on any part-time gigs. There are all sorts of rules about council members taking on extra work, she said. I don't want a conflict of interest, so I'll take my raise and sit my butt in this chair, and we'll see what happens. Anyway, show me senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. These people are nuts.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When it comes to retirement, employers and employees agree on some things, but disagree on others. That's according to Diane Gallagher of American Century Investments. In our latest survey, both groups say that debt is the biggest obstacle to saving. But while employers are most worried about market risk with investments, employees are more worried about longevity risk or running out of money. And employers think that more of their employees want to be left alone in saving than is actually true. Learn more at AmericanCentury.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, pushing for the USMCA, a new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The president says the NAFTA replacement will improve global trade relations.
We restore our economy. We're really restoring our standing in the world. We're respected again. America is respected again, like it hasn't been respected in many, many years. We were laughed at. We were a patsy.
Trump says the new agreement will protect American workers and incentivize companies to keep their operations in the U.S. Storm surge already splashing water into roadways across southern Louisiana, with Barry expected to make landfall Saturday morning. This New Orleans woman says seeing the strong current and high water on Lake Pontchartrain has her worried.
I see the lake look like it's about to overflow, and it's splashing up on land. I'm like kind of scared now.
20 to 25 inches of rain expected this weekend in parts of Louisiana. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Side on GCN Live, always a pleasure having you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And look, head up to the website. Give us your email address. We send out one email a week. That ain't that hard to handle. One email a week, and if you can't handle that, then just simply text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. Really honest. And we won't make you nuts. If you don't like it, you can just stop it. Other than that, it's just a way for us to get you information out on the show, when it's starting and everything else. So, you know, sometimes I just like to do a series of, like, really off-the-wall, dumb, out-of-control stories. This one, you have to laugh about it. Otherwise, I don't know what you do. You go out of your mind. Assault charges were dropped against the boy, 10, after his classmate suffers dodgeball injuries. Now, look, I know some kids are more sensitive than others, some people are more sensitive than others, but when you play dodgeball or it's a dodgeball, some kind of, I mean, come on. Kids are going to get hurt. You're not dead. It teaches you to work through things. It teaches you not to get so mad that you want to kill the other person. Prosecutors are dropping an assault charge against a 10-year-old suburban Detroit boy who was accused of hitting a 9-year-old classmate in the face with a rubber dodgeball. Bryce Lindley was accused of intentionally hitting a classmate in the face during a dodgeball game. Now, let me read that again, maybe slower, because some of you are going to go, how, what? Bryce, the young boy, was accused of intentionally hitting a classmate in the face during a dodgeball game. First and foremost, the whole idea in dodgeball is to hit the other person with the ball. Let's just start off there. Okay? You can't always aim at the knees and the feet and whatever, whatever. I know you're going to hit something that ain't right. I think that when I was in school, we were such animals, the only thing we ever did was aim for somebody's face. Because that's what made it funny. If you've ever been hit in the face with a ball, that's a 10-year-old kid. Unless he's 2 feet away, I don't even know why this is newsworthy. I don't know why this happened. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy on Wednesday said, look, there's a better way to go forward with this than to take a child to juvenile court. It's crazy. Right? Mother Kamisha Lindley said that she was shocked when she got a call last Wednesday from Wayne County Juvenile Court about her son. She was informed the rising fifth grader was charged with aggravated assault. She said, I couldn't believe it. This kid was playing on the playground with his friends. These kids are basically playing a game that we've all played. They're boys. I know some of you hate to hear that. They're boys. They're blowing off their pent-up steam, anger, frustration, whatever it is. Would you rather him hold this till he's 30 and then let it all unleash with a gun? This is something the left doesn't seem to understand, want to understand, or want to believe. Boys are different than girls. They're made different. They process differently mentally. They process differently in all kinds of ways. No, one is not dumber than the other. One is not better than the other. It's just the way the body was made to function. Boys need to blow off energy. According to a police report, another then fourth grader student was struck in the face with a ball during a April 29th game of dodgeball. Now, the medical records show that the student suffered a concussion. He sustained facial tissue damage to his face. He had a black eye and a bruised nose. Now, I got to tell you something. Do you know how many times in baseball that happened to me and even some of my friends? Right? I mean, think about it. These things at football, my God! What about hockey? You know the old joke. You know, you went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. Had a black eye, bruised nose, and boys who did not want herself or her son identified. The mother said her son has a real medical condition that makes head injuries especially dangerous. Then what is he doing playing dodgeball? Be a parent. Keep on. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But maybe the school's more at fault for this because they allowed the kid out on the playground when dodgeball was being played. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. Police report filed after the incident alleges that Bryce intentionally threw the ball to the boy's face. The 10-year-old was suspended from school for one day. Lindley feels any punishment should have ended. Her son should have been suspended. However, the other boy's mother says that her son had been targeted before. She reported to the school earlier in the year. They did nothing about it. Come on. I tried not to let it get to this point, the mother said. My son was hit twice in the face with a ball previously. Child apologized to my son, and then my son said, Mom, it's okay. We're still going to be friends. You know what? That's what boys do. They kick the crap out of each other in the parking lot after school, and then they go have like a milkshake together or a hamburger. Then you're playing basketball together later on. But you guys on the left, you've stopped them from doing that. You've stopped them from working things out. You know, having a few fights here and there does not make your son aggressive or nasty later on in life. I grew up with a lot of guys that pounded it out in the playground, and today they are not violent people at all. You know, you've got all the answers, yet you have none of them. You've got all the answers, yet our kids get worse. It's unclear whether Bryce was a child alleged involved in a prior incident. Lindley says that she was aware of the other incidents. Neither she nor Bryce knew any of those students or of the kid's medical conditions. You know, if he had a medical condition, if he bruises easy, if he can get hurt really easy, why is he playing dodgeball? You know what I'm saying? He should be playing, pickup sticks or Jenga, whatever it is. So, again, you look at this, it's the left overthinking this stuff. Just let the kids be kids. Let them do what little boys do. They love to blow up model ships, right? They love to play Batman and Robin. They like to play, you know, bang them up, shoot them up with their fingers. And you keep telling them they can't do that because that's just nasty. I will never, ever get any of this. It will never make any sense to me whatsoever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live. You can listen live. There's so much going on there. so much going on that you know you can actually sink your teeth into. The come on. You know, I love the way this does this. President Trump was tweeting again today about Elijah Cummings' house. I guess it got broken into. You know, in that wonderful neighborhood he lives in and where everything is wonderful. And when you think about this, he's telling everybody that Baltimore's a great place to live. And you have nothing to worry about. It's safe. And yet his house. Now, apparently, the intruder left as he started yelling at the intruder. Started yelling and screaming from the intruder from his bedroom. But isn't it ironic that somebody breaks into his house in the neighborhood he says is very safe? I was wondering, you know, why are the police watching his stuff closer? The, you know, only in New York. Professor compares Trump to Hugo Chavez, the Venezuelan press, A New York anthropology professor said the President Donald Trump's attitude towards the press is much like that of Hugo Chavez and how he felt about the Venezuelan press. He asserted that these practices of Fox News mirrors those of the Venezuelan press during the dictator's rule. You know, it's really funny that none of these professors, none of these people who are sticking up for the press, ever say that it has to be truthful and honest. They just want it out there. Right? I mean, are we not supposed to hold the press's feet to the fire? How many stories have been told on CNN, MSNBC, and others that were wrong? Just flat out wrong. Matter of fact, not just wrong, lied about. There are too many stories that you had to work at to lie about for us to believe it was an accident. Union College Assistant Professor Robert Simmet released a book titled Deadline, Populism and the Press in Venezuela. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back with a romantic song about Venezuela. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Where did that come from? Ouch. Part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let's just hop, you know, I'd love to hop right into this. If you want to learn more about the show, what we have available, ways you can catch the show, find the show, you can head up to the website, therealside.com, simply therealside.com. We have an anthropology professor, Robert Simmons. He's written a book. Basically says that, you know, Trump treats the press in the U.S. of A. like Hugo Chavez treated the press in Venezuela. Now, you can't be any more wrong than that. And it just shows you how the left, they want so much control of the press. They want so much control of all this that they don't really care what the press is doing to this country. They're not interested in what the press is doing to the country. So the press, if the press should have almost unfettered access and be able to answer ask the president the question anytime, any place, anyhow, then they should be held to having a higher standard to getting it right. we're going to go all the way back to, what is it, Dan Rather? Probably before that, but we'll just stick with Dan Rather, because I can remember that one. When he tried to nail George W. Bush for his service and how he ducked out on it, and he did this and he did that, and he had the papers to prove it, but nobody vetted the papers, but he went on air with it anyway, which was unheard of in his day. Unless it was double verified, it didn't go anywhere. But he went on the air with it. And then we found out it was wrong. He had been duped. Which is why in those cases it's so important to get it right. Union College Assistant Professor Robert Samet recently released a book titled Deadline, Populism and the Press in Venezuela, in which he argued that Venezuela's punitive turn was not the product of a dictatorship, but instead of practices and institutions normally associated with democracy. In an interview published with by the college, Samet relates the political charge of Venezuela media to Fox News. Of course, has to be Fox's fault. Compares Trump to Hugo Chavez. Samet said he was driven to write the book by his interest in the relationship between journalism, democracy, and political mobilization. The professor argues that the demise of Venezuela can be in part attributed to the danger of populism. Ooh, right. Yes, I can see where freedom would cause that problem. Where caring about your own people would cause that problem. I can understand that. He also laid out the plan for specific practices that fueled populist mobilization. There's no question that crime was a severe problem in Venezuela. Instead of trying to solve the problem, Venezuela opposition figures like Leopoldo Lopez and Juan Guaido used the media to mobilize the dissent against the government. Samet then compares Trump's treatment of the American media to Chavez's treatment of the Venezuelan media, saying the two drew on similar issues and rhetorical tactics. You mean telling them the truth? You mean telling the newspaper really what was going on? Now, Willis says it's important not to overplay the similarity. He claimed that while Chavez was in office, the Venezuelan press functioned like Fox News and that it prioritized the political agenda over facts-based reporting. So apparently Fox doesn't do facts-based reporting. This guy actually believes that CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, they all do fact-based reporting, and Fox has no clue. He says, if there's a lesson to be learned, it's that press freedom only works if there is a baseline of trust between citizens in the United States. That trust is rapidly dwindling. No kidding. And it ain't because of Trump. Well, it is because of Trump. I mean, he calls them out when they lie. Last president, they sent out a press release or something. He doesn't. He tweets out a response immediately. Now, Campus Reformed reached out to the professor. No comment. They also reached out to Fox News, who didn't comment. And I'm thinking to myself, why would you? This is somewhat of a non-story. It's gotten to the point where Trump is blamed for so much through so many things in so many ways that it doesn't really matter anymore. If I was him, every time somebody came to me on this stuff, I just turn around and go, oh, yeah, okay, sure. And leave it at that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love some of these, especially from Campus Reform. Some of the story coming out of Campus Reform. And Cruz was speaking to a university this week, Ted Cruz. You got to love him, too. And he basically, now, I don't know if we can say this word on the air, but I'll try. We'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get beeped. He said that the university, colleges, they're raising a generation of pansies. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz, he bashed universities in a speech he gave, saying that America's colleges are now raising a generation of pansies and doing a disservice to students by shielding them from scary ideas. Cruz let loose on academia at a Young Americans Foundation National Conservative Student Conference. He told the crowd, if you're a university administrator, the ideas that are represented in this room are terrifying to you. And he's right. Students who think for themselves, they don't spew the party line. During the question and answer session, this happened at Binghamton University, one student shared with Cruz his experience of having to employ trigger warnings during college debate competitions, as well as every... God, you're at a college debate. What do you think you have to do? Give away marshmallows? I mean, how soft do they want this stuff to be? Warnings during college debate competitions, trigger warnings. Who gives warnings? Who gives warnings? Well, all right, college debate argument. Should you do them on news shows, too? Fox, CNN, and others, maybe they should have a warning sign come up. You're like the one, this might be too mature for your kids. Maybe you should rate the shows accordingly. And they're saying that as well as everyone having to share their preferred gender pronouns before competition in gender minority female-only debate tournaments. Are you listening to this? So now you get up there, you have to have trigger warning cards, right, to make sure that you don't drive anybody crazy. You have to make sure that people understand what the gender pronouns are ahead of time. And that gender minority or female-only debate tournaments are the best to do. We're all going to die, Cruz said jokingly before taking a more serious jab at practices of these trigger warnings in general. They're just funny. And not that I want kids to feel bad about what they hear and what they see, but you know what? Something is going to make you feel bad about what you hear and see. And I got some bad news for you. Mom and dad aren't going to be always around to save your little soft butt. Mom and dad aren't going to be around to wipe your little stinky butt. You know, at 26, 27, 20, you should have it figured out by then. Really figured out. And as Ted says, we're all going to die. Mom and dad are going to die. And they're not going to be there to protect you. He went on to say, look, one of the saddest things we're seeing in our colleges, universities are trying really hard to raise a generation of pansies. They're not going to be able to push back on anything. What is this? A sense that you have a right not to be offended? You have a right not to hear ideas that are scary? You know, I've said this, even though I've never gone, you know, through one. The whole purpose of a university is to hear these scary ideas, is to have a free flow of expression, of information. Cruz argued that when he was in university, he had to hear plenty of scary ideas, including Marxism. Hello. He said, when I went to college, when I was in law school, I was surrounded by lefties. I took classes from Marxists. And by the way, I don't find Marxism just sort of cute and chic. He noted that someone on his hall had a Che Guevara shirt on and a poster. Cruz sarcastically recommended posters of that evil, torture, murdering son of a blankety-blank, including Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joe Stalin, all of those should be banned. You don't ban guys who had slaves who created the country and all the other wonderful things they did because they owned slaves and they were not happy about it. But let's even let that out. They owned slaves, so now they're damned for life. And yet they hold in high esteem murderers, people who murdered millions and millions of people. Those were good people somehow. I would deliberately sign up to take classes for Marxist, Cruz said, and now my family has been tortured by the communists in Cuba. It's personal to me, he said. But you know what? Truth is not afraid of lives. People who know the truth, they're not afraid. I'm not afraid you guys are running around spewing lies all the time. Just like the light is not afraid of the darkness. Really that simple. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Special guests in the next hour. We're going to be talking about a new network, new online network coming up that you need to know about. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. If you've got to leave, you can catch us online or pull us up on a podcast. We'll be back tomorrow for some of you. For others, we'll be back in a few minutes.